silent.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470. From The Graduate, a movie they say changed the way movie soundtracks worked when it came out, as far as how interactive and so on they were. So Simon and Garfunkel with Sounds of Silence. Of course, Mrs. Robinson, Cuckoo Cuckoo, etc., etc. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because, well, The Graduate was, of course, an Academy Award-winning film, which leads us to the first thing we're going to talk about this morning with our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning. How's that for a segue?
Good morning. That was amazing. The build up to that was beautifully executed.
Yeah,
thank
see,
you.
There you go. So the Oscar contest continues, but not for long.
Yes. So if you are an Oscar enthusiast, if you've seen all of them, I'm getting close to all the nominees. I think I still haven't seen The Post or Lady Bird. Then I've got them all. But
okay.
If you're a movie enthusiast, you can fill out a ballot selecting your choice of Oscar winners. If you get the Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Picture all correct, you get entered into a drawing for a movie prize basket. Only one ballot per person, and the last date to enter is March 3rd. So that's Saturday. That's coming right up.
Yes, indeed. So, and entry blanks are available at
the public library. They are also available on our website at west-bendlibrary.org.
All right. Coming up tomorrow night. Boy, this is can you believe it's March already?
I can't. I really cannot.
So, but you've got a great program coming up tomorrow night to brings back some memories of library patrons and so on. So let's talk about this.
Yes. So Herb and Alina Ellis were both big supporters of the West Bend Library when they were alive, and they passed last March, so in March 2017. But they were always really huge library supporters, and their family wanted to continue that after they passed. So they are bringing a program called the Who's Woods Raptor Center to the library. It will feature live birds, and the presentations are full of information that's both educational and entertaining. And while all ages are welcome, the presenter does ask that children under age 5 sit on an adult's lap because too much movement is stressful for the birds, and we want to be respectful. We also don't want any upset hawks or anything swooping around the library. So
right.
Should be a pretty entertaining program tomorrow night at 6:30. And if you're interested in supporting the organization that's helping put this on, it's called Owls for Owies. It's a really, really great organization that was created in Alina's memory, and it provides soft stuffed friends to hospitalized children. You bring in a 6-inch Thai brand or TY brand Beanie Boo Owl. You can buy those at various retailers around town. I know I've seen them at Hobby Lobby. I think I've seen them at Walmart too. You bring one of those in if you want to contribute. Otherwise, you can also give a monetary donation as well if you feel you want to. There's absolutely no need to do that to attend the event tomorrow night. If you need any more information about Owls for Owies, which is just the cutest thing, you can find some more info on that at owlsforowies.com or facebook.com/owlsforowies. And, otherwise you can just stop by and meet some real live owls tomorrow night.
Those raptor programs are so cool.
They're so cool.
They really are. I've been to a number of them, and I always get am amazed.
So. Yeah, whenever I have the opportunity, I like to check them out, see what they're doing.
So, the Wisconsin Reads program is coming up during the months of March and April, and we should talk about that too.
We sure should. It's kind of a statewide thing, but on a regional level, the West Bend Library here is partnering with the University of Wisconsin-Washington County and with the Germantown Library to bring a couple of really cool events to the area in March and April. But the idea is that the whole community comes together and reads the same book. So we've got a bunch of copies of The Round House by Louise Erdrich available, so you can keep up with everyone else reading statewide and be ready for our first discussion of the book on March 6th. And also as part of this, The Round House is not really a kid's book, and I wanted to find a way to try to get the youth involved as well. So we have a special reading challenge for teens and preteens. Middle school and high school students are invited to read as many books from the Wisconsin Reads book list as you want. This is a special list that I put together with some input from some other librarians, and they've all got they're all kind of on the theme. So the Roundhouse and all the books on the Wisconsin Reads list are about Native Americans, American Indians, and their culture. So there's a bunch of books on the list. You can also read any nonfiction book about a Native American culture and get an entry. So one book that you read equals one entry into a drawing for a $20 gift card. You can pick up your reading slips at the library or print them off from our website and then return them to the first floor information desk for your chance to win a prize. And if you want to get bonus entries, you can go to as many of these special community events that the libraries have put together as you want. Just turn in your slip with the name of the program instead of the book title, and you'll get a bonus entry for the gift card there. If you want to learn more about all of this, because there's a lot of really cool stuff going on, and I didn't want to list all the events individually in one place on the radio, you can check out the list. It's at wisconsinreads.org/west-bend. So book lists and entry slips are available online on Facebook and, of course, here at the library. And you have until 9 p.m. on Monday, April 30th. So got plenty of time to read all the books on the list and get as many entries as you can for that grand prize.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. I have an interesting book that I should maybe bring over for this. When we had the author signing to benefit Threshold, which was last fall, one of the authors was on with me, and he's written a book about Native American spirituality.
Oh, very cool.
It's kind of a fictionalized thing, I think, but I'm about halfway through it, but maybe I will make a donation when I finish, and we'll get it over there. So,
That would be very fascinating.
Yeah. He's a local native who wisely spends his winters in Arizona. who can blame him, right?
So, right, exactly.
So we rescheduled The Little Mermaid.
We sure did. So now we're actually off school on Friday the 2nd. So feel free to bring the littles by at 10 a.m. for an interactive family fun flick screening of The Little Mermaid.
Is there still a sing-along?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Under the sea. You get to do that. I don't get to do that very often, you know, so I'm glad it got rescheduled so I could do that again. So, also, Friday, last day to turn in entries for the Adult Winter Reading Program.
Yep, there's no limit on the number of times you can enter. Entries just have to be at the reference desk by 6 p.m. on Friday.
There's a lot of stuff going on. You get a program on Saturday morning that sounds fascinating also.
I think so, and I'm kind of bummed I'm going to be out of town for it. Saturday, 10 a.m., we're going to have a history of Holy Hill. Cornell Rosario is a local author who will be at the library to talk about his book, Inside Holy Hill, which focuses on the history of the church, the shrine, and the holy grounds that are just to the south of us here in Richfield. Tea and water will be served. The program is free, and copies of the book will be available for purchase if you're interested. Obviously, you don't have to. You can just come and listen to his research process and all the cool stuff that Rosario learned putting the book together.
So interesting. Yeah, there really are a lot of locally interesting sites in Wisconsin that, and there's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of material.
There sure is.
So, but this one is on Saturday morning at 10. Find out about Holy Hill. And
should be pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's see. We're looking for input on features for a new library website.
Yeah, we've done a lot of research into how to make our website better and easier to use. We did a survey last year, late last year, to see what people's opinions on the website were. We've talked amongst ourselves. We've looked at a lot of other library websites. We've desperately tried to get to what we want to find on our website on a cell phone. It's actually pretty difficult to use our website on your phone. So we're hoping to make it a little bit better, see what you would like to have front and center, if you have any ideas for how to organize it. At some point, we're going to have to start making decisions, so we want to get as much feedback as possible. And if you have any of that feedback about the website, feel free to send it either to me or to Sarah here at the library, or you can shoot the library's page a Facebook message and say, hey, I have some input, and someone will let us know that message is there, and we'll read it.
By the way, I was having difficulty with Facebook this morning. Every time I tried to post anything from the laptop, you get into that first, you know, the what's on your mind thing. And then it just goes gray. You couldn't type anything in it. So I don't know if that's fixed or not. I was able to post something on from my phone, but but apparently a little glitchiness in Facebook this morning. So, but we will still attempt to post our community conversation this morning here on the Facebook page and also at WIBDWestBend.com. But I thought I would just throw that in there before we before we talk about the hours of the West Bend Public Library.
And the hours are Monday through Thursday. We're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. And as always, if you can't remember that or you got lost in all the bajillion things we talked about this morning, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We'll hook you up with more info. You can also check out our Facebook page or visit west-bendlibrary.org. And while you're there, take some notes, see if you have anything you'd like us to improve on.
See, there we go. All right, we covered a lot of ground this morning.
We really did.
So, all right. Well, have a great day. Enjoy today's spring-like weather, and cross your fingers we don't get this 2 to 4 inches of snow they're talking about tomorrow, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Because after days like this, I mean, okay, it's the beginning of March, end of February, so we still get winter, right? But still, after a couple days like this, who wants 4 inches of snow, right?
Exactly.
So, all right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, Hannah.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. WIBD National News coming up at 8, followed by state news and local news.